Well, it's not very nice, really. In fact, it's quite horrible. But it passes. And as Pete will tell you, it only gets really scary when we're not in control of the boat. And then it is scary. But no, she's fine. It just is. You just get thrown about. It's so noisy. It's incredibly noisy because everything gets thrown all over the place. And
what about you? Do you get thrown all over the place? Do you have to lash yourself to the interior bits?
We've got lots of bits of handhelds and things, so you sort of hold on to everything as you're sort of walking along. I mean, the worst is going to the loo when it's like that, because you get sat on the loo or you're trying to get dressed, and the next thing you find you've gone right the way across the boat and you're actually in the wet locker with all the wet clothes and everything. And at that point, I do wonder why, really.
What is your response to this? What do you do when it gets so miserable?
I cry and swear quite a lot, really.
And I mean, does there come a moment when you think, why in goodness name am I doing this?
Yes. There have been moments when both of us have said to each other, that's it, that's absolutely the end. And then the sun comes out and you think, oh, no, it's great, this. And you forget immediately how hideous it is until it starts to be hideous again, and then you remember.
Do you see anything while you're out at sea? I mean, are there creatures out there? Do you see dolphins and whales? And
Yes. And they're fab. Because actually, when it is horrible, the dolphins come. And if something's bad has broken or whatever happens, the dolphins come as if to say, come on, you're all right, it's fine, you're okay, you'll be fine, we're all right. And the dolphins are amazing because they do come and cheer you up, and the birds and the whales smell, don't they? We know when they're around because you can smell fish, and it's usually when they've blown out, sort of when they've come up and blown out.